Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. This is the principle of prosperity, and we're breaking the stronghold of poverty. My name is Ann Strickland, and I want to welcome you to hear this message because it is eye-opening again. God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. And the message tonight is going to be part of proving this to you and to your mothers, your mothers, 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 and grandmothers, and fathers also. So I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to share your word and your will with the people of the world. Use me for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, all of you and none of Anne. My name is Anne Strickland. So I just want to welcome you because I'm excited about this message. This is a message that I gave many years ago, and it's for right now also. You know, the Holy Spirit gives us messages, and they can go from year to year, eternity to eternity, because the Word of God never changes. So tonight, the subject is mothers / world changers in this generation, for now. Glory to God. This message I gave in 2001, 14 years ago. So mothers, get excited about the opportunity to change the world for Jesus Christ through your children. Yes, you do make a difference. Yes, you are special, and yes, you are a world changer. I'm going to read a scripture, Psalm 127, verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb as a reward. So the children that are born into this world are here from the Lord. So you might say, Mother, how can I be part of changing the world through my children? First of all, by changing yourself. You've become now not a one woman, a one girl, one woman. Now you have become a mother. Your life has changed tremendously. And you do that by changing yourself. And to be a successful mother, wow, you sow good seed by ordering your life to be a pattern for your children. Pattern for your children. The saying is, more is caught than taught. They see you, they watch you, they hear you. So set the tone and the atmosphere for your children to follow. You have an awesome responsibility and accountability for the new lives that God has entrusted you with. So in too many cases, mine included, I was not taught how to be a parent, even though I read the books, you know, Dr. Spock and those books I read. However, there was much more that I didn't know, which is why we must be trained by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And I didn't know him that well either, but I just thank him now as I look back and see. I made mistakes, things happened, and I made mistakes by not saying a lot of things that I should have said, but I didn't know at that time. So I want you to listen, and maybe some of this message can help you. You know, we can help people by things we did not do as well as things we did do. But the Holy Spirit is a teacher. I see that daily in my life. He teaches and reminds you, get a hold of the Holy Spirit, if nothing else. He is awesome. I just thank God. I thank him, because he'll remind you and help you do things you might not have even thought of. So women, know that the Holy Spirit is teaches you, first of all, to be women of God. That's the first thing. Be a woman of Almighty God. If you haven't given your life to the Lord, invite him into your life. You can do it now. You can do it now. Say, Holy Spirit, Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, I come through you to the Father, asking you to forgive me of my sins and cleansing me from all unrighteousness. Start making the change and find a church to go to, a good church. I go to a very good church right now. It's Walk in the Light at 3751 Island Avenue here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our service is 11 o'clock in the morning. So what you can do is make sure you get your life changed to serving God. Now, James 1:5, if you don't know what you are doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help and won't be condescending when you ask for it. He will not make you feel inferior. He doesn't come and say, oh, that's a stupid question. You know, God doesn't work that way. He answers. He helps you. And he helps you by putting ideas in your head or bringing someone or the news or some way, somehow, to get you the answers you need. So don't be afraid to go to the Father first. Ask him boldly, believing without a second thought. Believe him. You don't have to make a second thought. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. If we are born again, old things have passed away. Or we are working on getting rid of our old ways that are not pleasing to God. You don't do it automatically all at once. It takes a while. You just keep throwing off. You keep throwing off. You keep throwing off that old, all those old habits. Because remember, your children are looking at you. They're watching you. They're following you. More is caught than taught. But you please God. You want to please God, and your children will be pleased. You are now, as you receive Jesus as Lord of your life, you are now the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. And righteousness is a free gift. It was given to you when you made Jesus Lord of your life. So be proud of who you are. It does not mean that you are perfect. You are growing and developing into holiness. Grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. It's 2 Peter 2:18. Walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another. Ephesians 5:2. Live a life of honesty and integrity. Psalm 25:21. Have self-control. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:6. This is not only for you, but it's for your children. Your life as you are living it before your children. Love God's word. Find the word more precious than pure gold. Psalm 19:10. Be respectful. Show proper respect to your children and others. 1 Peter 2:17, kindness. Be kind one to another. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. The joy given by the Holy Spirit, be filled with that joy. Be filled with joy. Be kind. We don't have to walk around angry all the time. There's always something. No matter how bad things get, there's something good that you can find to think of. It might take a while, but you want to show more kindness and joy than anger and fear. So be filled with joy. That's 1 Thessalonians 1:6. Show humility towards your children. It's Titus 3:2. I don't mean you have to let them walk over you, but you don't have to try to always say, you know, I'm your mother, I'm your mother, I'm your mother. You don't have to keep reminding them. If you carry yourself, they will respect you as a mother. but don't make them feel inferior. Be very careful. Keep reminding your children of the greatness that's in them. Have compassion. It is a virtue. It's from Colossians 3:2. Self-discipline, Proverbs 1:3. And have a passion for God. Have a passion for God. I want to read you a scripture, Proverbs chapter 3. Because nowadays, you know, there are a lot of single mothers that we, I'm getting there, there are a lot of single mothers. And I really want to talk to those single mothers. Some of them have been married and some of them have never been married. However, I want you to understand this and understand, hear me clearly. Your children are not here because they wanted to come here. They're here because of your actions, because of you and their father. That's why they're here in this earth. They're not responsible for being here. And I have to say this now. I had not planned to say this in my message tonight. I have seen too many cases where mothers hate their children because they hate the fathers. The children had nothing to do with it. And I want you need to repent and understand those children, it's through your joy or pleasure. And when I was a child, I used to hear my father say, and I didn't know what he was talking about. He says, my children owe me nothing. I owe them everything. Because it was through their pleasure, it was through my pleasure that they are here. And I didn't know what he was talking about until I got grown. When I became grown, then I understood what he was saying. And he was absolutely right. And that's what you need to think and know. I mean, now, there are some cases where, you know, people were raped and everything. I'm not talking about those situations either. But even in those situations, those kids or children are here, but they're here for the glory of God. And you must love them and not hate them and not abuse them. And I want the grown people are still trying to please their mothers. Grown people are still trying to get their mothers to love them. And there's some sad situations that I have observed. And the mothers should repent and turn their lives around for treating their children the way they treat them because they're angry with the fathers. The children had nothing to do with it. So it's time for change. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so you find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. In the name of Jesus, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1, starting in verse 1. You will need to obey God. You'll walk in peace, love, and joy. And as the 10th verse says, so your barns will be filled with plenty. See, this also, as you live a great life, as you live the life that you're supposed to live in obedience to God and before your children and before yourself, because this is for you. But you're setting an example for your children. So they will have a good life, a good quality life, a great life. So I want you to repeat after me. Mothers, please stand up and repeat this wherever you are. I am who he says I am. That's talking about the Lord. I'm who he says I am. I can do what he says I can do, and I can be what he says I can be. Through my children, the world will be changed. They will be leaders in this world to win souls for the kingdom of God. Leaders in business, medical, law, theater, science, sports, and especially taking over the financial kingdom. They will be blessed to be blessings. The Lord will know that those are the children that the Lord has blessed. The world will know it through the world-changing mothers. So mothers, arise. Take your great place. You are winners in this world. God has said it, and it is so. So trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Always acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. World-changing mothers, arise, arise, arise. And here's the other part. When I was talking about, whether you're married or not married, or you know, you have arguments sometimes with your spouses or people and everything, this is what you need to know also, mothers. Forgive. As the word of God says in Matthew 6, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive as people come up against us, those who sinned against us. It is easy to harbor anger when we have been mistreated by others. As a matter of fact, you may feel justified by doing so. But the word of God is very clear, is in verse 14. That if we forgive them, then we can be forgiven. Verse 15 says, if we forgive not, then we will not be forgiven. So you want to forgive so you can be forgiven. And we'll also hold up our blessings. If you're walking around with anger and unforgiveness, you're holding up your blessings. And I want to read this testimony from Bishop Keith Butler from years ago. He gave a testimony of forgiveness. It says a person mistreated him and should have apologized to him. Instead, God told him to go to that person and take an offering, not only from himself but from his congregation, and tell the person that he forgives him. So Keith told God that he had to be kidding, but God was not kidding. The bishop knew he had to obey God no matter how hard. He went to the person, gave the offering, and told him that he forgave him. And Bishop Keith said the guy did not try to ask for forgiveness. He said, hair rose up on my neck. Even though he wanted to punch him, he put his arm around the man. Afterwards, he said things he had been praying for started to come forth easily. So you don't want to mess with your blessings. The ministry grew and flourished, and now not only does he have 18,000 members, he probably has many more than that now, but other churches in different parts of the country. All of this is based on obedience and love for one another. And it's found in 1 John 3:18, my little children, Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed, in doing things, and in truth. Verse 19 says, and by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. Verse 22 says, this is from 1 John chapter 3. Verse 22 says, and whatever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Verse 23 says, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. You know, there are mothers who might seem to have every right to be angry and bitter towards husbands and fathers. The price of holding on to bitterness is too high. Forgive and release the blessings that God has been trying to get to you. And this is for all of us. Check yourselves and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you anyone who has hurt you and that you have not forgiven. I know you're tithers and givers, so your harvest may be waiting on this one act, your forgiveness. I'm not saying it's easy, but you can get beyond the flesh and obey God, and you'll never regret it. And fathers, amen, you're just as important as the mothers. You have a major role in living your lives, also that children may see and learn how to live a life that is pleasing to God. Mother's Day should be Mother/Father's Day. So we cannot have one without the other. I see great fathers in this world today. They're great fathers. And we should be proud of them and keep encouraging the fathers. Keep encouraging the fathers, because sometimes, you know, I should think men didn't have feelings, but they do have feelings. But they, you know, we talk about mothers, 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 and then fathers, they come and you don't hear much about it. But we need to know that fathers are just as important as the mothers. Without the fathers, they wouldn't be children. So just, you know, we just need to learn to respect and love one another. So my prayer is for God to start showering all of the spiritual and financial blessings, the financial blessings on you, on the people, and under the sound of my voice, because, you know, prosperity is very important. Financial prosperity is very important in your lives for your children. Children need things. You need things. You want to give them things they need, but you want to give them some things that they can just have for pleasure. You know, they come and ask you for something just to have fun with. You should be able to supply them with some of those things. And my prayer is that you'll be able to do this, Father. Increase their incomes and increase their businesses. I decree and declare that our children will not grow up anymore in poverty. It is so sad, because God does not want us in poverty. Poverty is a curse. And as mothers and fathers, have a desire to work hard, to do your business, to help your children, to bless them financially, so you can take them places, expose them to different things, take them to plays, take them to sports events, take them to the museums. All these things take money most of the time. They might be free to get in sometimes, but you need transportation to get there. So start having a desire to expose your children to the world. There's so many things you can just take them around better neighborhoods. Take them down to all the historical places in your cities. Expose your children. Go out, take them out in the parks to just go out and just sit down and relax and take your lunch or dinner and just play with your children. Enjoy your children. Look in the newspapers or turn on and see what's going on. There are a lot of free things that goes on in these cities. But, mother, you have to start moving. You can't keep your children just in the house. And nowadays, there's more since they're the computers and cell phones. Everybody's sitting selfishly, and I don't know what's going to happen with all of that. But there still needs to be communication. There needs to be association. So get your children out of your house. Take them places. Do things with them. And you're also helping yourself because you're exposing yourself to things that you may not have been exposed to when you were younger. And you can't say, well, my mother and father didn't do that for me, so I'm not going to do it. Come out of that mentality also. I come against that mentality, lackadaisical mentality, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you that the mothers and the fathers are going to know and understand that they are world changers, that they're going to make a difference in this world through their children, and they're going to love their children. They're going to compliment their children. They're going to hug their children and kiss their children and tell their children about the great gift that God has put in them, because every child has greatness in them. Just as you mothers and fathers have greatness in you, in the name of Jesus, you have abilities, and if the abilities that you have, I pray that you'll use them if you're not already using them now. But walk in the spirit of love and peace and joy and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you for this time that you've given me to share with the mothers and the fathers, the world changers, through their wonderful, precious children. The little girls I call precious princesses, and little boys, they are the precious prince. So I thank you, Lord. Call them sweet names, good names, and watch their actions change. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, I want to invite you, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, to come to the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. And it's the Healing School now of Prophetic Financial Prosperity. God is starting to use my prophetic, allow me to use my prophetic gifts that my daughter Susan has been saying all the time. Say, Mom, you're prophetic. And he's using that. It's at 3751 Island Avenue here in Philadelphia. If you're in Delaware, Maryland, New York, you know, you need to come, because there's the testimonies. Every Saturday morning, starting at 10 o'clock, and it goes from 10 to 12, the Word of God pertaining to financial prosperity. And you'll learn, and God gives me an opportunity to pray for you, to pray for your lives to be changed financially, your businesses to grow and develop. Businesses are growing and developing, and it's just on. But it is the will of God. But you have to have someone to pray and understand and believe and speak it and teach you, and you, so you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind pertaining to wealth, because God is giving you the power and ability to get wealth to establish his covenant in this earth as it is today, in Jesus' name. So I want to invite you to, again, at the same address, 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, Suite 100, is our Sunday services. Pastor Darian Thomas in Walk in the Light Christian Center. You should need to come and hear his messages. They are outstanding and they are life-changing in the name of Jesus. It's not religious. It's the Word of God. It's spiritual. So I invite and encourage you to come Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, 3751 Island Avenue on the first floor, Suite 100, in the name of Jesus. I love you. You're blessed and highly favored. Bye-bye.